It's slipping past 3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley and around Southwest Montana. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ's Helena, serving the Helena Valley. Ron Sanchez taking over from Tim Tate and planning to make trouble. No doubt about it. KGLT is supported by the Gallatin Yellowstone Wilderness Alliance, protecting the ecological integrity of the Gallatin Range and other wildlands in the northern greater Yellowstone ecosystem. Online at GallatinYellowstoneWilderness.org. The Attic in Livingston, live concert venue with in-house sound and a full bar. Also available for weddings, celebrations, and more. Information and events schedule online at theatticmontana.com. Located 110 North Main in downtown Livingston. And quick look at the weather. It's pretty nice today. They're calling for a high of 74, low of 55 tonight. It was chilly last night. They were predicting a freeze. I don't know if it got that cold right in town, but it got down pretty low. I closed the windows. That seemed the safest thing to do, and brought in my garden, the last stragglers. So I want to make sure we have those to eat. Tomorrow is going to be very warm with hazy sun, high of 81, low of 44 overnight. Sunday, they're calling for afternoon rain with a high of 55 Sunday and low of 36 overnight Sunday, Monday. Looks like you can expect the same. Livingston will be breezy on Sunday. And Helena, they're calling for a couple of showers on Sunday. So fall weather, definitely breaking into it. And it's nice. Except for the smoke that blew in the other day. It's beautiful skies and stuff. Why we live here. And it's nice, it got nice. The weather turned nice after most of the tourists left, so they didn't see it. They saw all the smoke and stuff. They won't come back, huh? Let's hope not. Well, at least not to live. They can visit, spend their money, and then go back wherever they came from. They don't even have to go home. They just can't stay here, okay? Fair enough. Do I have to do something else? Oh, yeah. This 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky in Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Download now available from the App Store. Oh, okay. Thanks. Needed. Find something here. Hold on. I can do it. Which one of these is programs? Promos? There it is. Around town. There we go. Yes, I have to read this one.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, the Montana Youth Organizing Summit begins the Williams Effect weekend at Bogart Park. It's jazz night at Red Tractor Pizza. The Ice Dogs play the Butte Cobras at Haynes Pavilion. Kate and the Alley Cats are at the Senior Center. The Second Chance Prom is at the Biome Slow Craft Collective. Close to Toast plays at the Eagles. It's Uncorked and Unplugged Night at Blend. Donnie's Inferno plays at the Country Corner Cafe. The Swing Soiree features the Queen City Band at Starlight Bozeman. Fountain Street Theater with Buffalo Dog are at the Filler. Courtney Marie Andrews and the Brothers Brothers perform at Live from the Divide. The Chamber Music Society presents a piano and violin concert at Reynolds Recital Hall. And Museum of the Rockies' big event, Under the Stars, presents special guest speaker and historical fiction writer Stephen Pressfield. In Livingston, Tsunami Funk plays at Chico Hot Springs. The Dusty Pockets are at Pine Creek Lodge. Depot in History and Architecture is at the Depot, and there's an art show at the Two Rivers Gallery in Big Timber. In Helena, Gilda House and Hard Hugs are at LNC Brewing. The Art of Lewis Still Smoking is at the Myrna Loy Jailhouse Gallery. Exploration Works presents Soar with Bats, and all your favorite restaurants are open for indoor eating and carryout. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes, okay. You can hear a lot of things on KGLT. And before I start, I'm going to thank everybody who showed up last Saturday, a week ago, for the KGLT Fall Record Fair. We had a really healthy crowd. Mask required. That was nice. People totally cooperated with that. and we spread out a little bit, make it a little more comfortable for folks. And they bought records and records and records. I saw stacks of things moving out. It was a fun time. Got to talk to a lot of people and put a lot of vinyl into the hands of music listeners, young and old. I watched a young boy with his father agonize over whether he should spend $20 on a Doors album, a vintage Doors album, and his father made him chip in $5 and help pay for it. And the boy just was stunned to, maybe it was his first record, one of his first anyway. Several people told me they're just starting to build up record collections. That's really nice. And this is a good way to do it. We had four great record stores from Southwest Montana in attendance and getting to meet and greet people. And I just met the people from Cameron's two weeks ago now. So it was nice to talk to them on our home turf and see John Fleming and stuff. And just all the usual folks. It was fun. I had a good time. And offloaded some the big stack of records that have been sitting in my basement. So I have plenty of albums for the next record fair. So I'm already looking forward. They're talking about early next year, so start saving up.
around town. You've got me a girl on the run around, and it's getting me down, getting me down. Lady, if you want to find another, then you look no further, for I'm only be a lonely. Searching at the start of the season, now my only
to light, and I watched as we blew away through a sea of suits and the tangled up streets and the cities in the grey blue haze. In the catalogue, all the places folding underneath the daylight moon. Grey eyes, brown eyes, mad nights, red skies, where I keep on in a jumble room. So what I am, the one who waits here. We all know that it's all such a game of touch and go. Let's play a touch and go. I'm waking up in the morning.
In an act of contrition, I lay down by your side. It's not your place to comment on my state of distress. For this is for real. I've tears in my eyes. Am I laughing or crying? I suggest I'm not lying. I haven't found a measure yet to calibrate my displeasure yet so. Judgment is harsh. I offer no plea, valuing the vengeance which you treasure. I've redefined the meaning of vendetta. The procession's disordered. You protect your possessions. In the light of your actions, I question your love. May I make an observation? Your bite is worse than my aggression. I should have known better. I should have known better.
Felt good starting off with some old favorites. David Bowie from Heroes. You heard Secret Life of Arabia. That was actually by request. Somebody buttonholed me at the record fair and said, could you please play that? I said, sure, that one's easy. I don't really take requests unless they're good ones, and that was a good one. You know, you might have noticed I never give out the phone number here. I know you know it, but I don't give it out because I'm too busy. I like saying hello to people calling up, but I'm really busy, and just don't encourage it. You can talk to me later on the street or something, at the bar. I'd gladly talk about radio and records and anything else then. What else was there? Ultravox from their third album with the original lineup called Systems of Romance. You heard Slow Motion. Roxy Music from, that says May 23rd, 1972 on the BBC. Doing Ladytron early on. Man, what a good band that was. I wish I could have seen the original lineup in context. They did play San Francisco. They opened their third on the bill for Steve Miller. And I asked Eno about it because I couldn't believe that they were actually going to play, and I didn't feel like driving up to San Francisco to see half an hour of music. And he said, yes, they played, and yes, it was really weird. It's a shame. A band like that should have had a club gig at that point, but nobody knew them, really. But the evidence shows how good they were. And I'm still really annoyed we haven't got the For Your Pleasure deluxe box set, because there's another BBC in concert session playing material from For Your Pleasure that's stunning. Just mind-blowing good. Damn you, Brian Ferry. What else is there? John Vox. He was a singer on that Ultravox song. On his, you heard him from his first solo album, Metamatic. I think that's his first one. Might even be his second one. Here doing Touch and Go. And the reason I played that is because when I saw Ultravox, was it early 1980? End of 1979? Right around there. They were playing some songs that they never recorded. They ended up on John Fox solo albums. And that was one of them. So, in effect, it's just the fourth Ultravox album in my mind, not the mid-year one that you know. And then finished up Wire from their third album, 154. I should have known better. And, you know, when people talk about having, you know, young people are always nostalgic about something that happened 20 years ago, and they're always talking about 80s parties. Well, that's 40 years ago now, isn't it? That would have been the soundtrack of my 70s, late 70s party. You know, people always say, there's no good music in the 70s. Yeah, when you have a bunch of bands like that, yes, there were. Just never cracked the big charts. But these days, people are sort of acknowledging those bands that bubbled under, as they say. David Bowie, of course, got really big, but at the time, he was still a cult item, and Low and Heroes did not sell. Sat on the shelves. Okay, enough pontificating. I've burned up a whole half an hour just babbling and playing music. A quick stop here to tell you the Dalians have landed. Daily Coffee and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Canner District, with indoor seating and the newly refurbished outdoor patio. Order on by phone on the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. And Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Bozeman's pop culture appetite for almost 50 years with new and used vinyl, tape, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook, located 29 West Main in Bozeman.
Through October 10th, the Holter Museum of Art in Helena presents Extraction, Art on the Edge of the Abyss. Extraction is a multimedia art intervention that investigates the extractive industry from mining to drilling and how it impacts people, the environment, and world climate. The Holter exhibit, with its artistic focus on Butte and extraction in Montana, is one of a constellation of simultaneous exhibits on display throughout the U.S. and abroad. Open Tuesday through Sunday, the Holter Museum is located at 12 East Lawrence in Helena.
Yes, lots of culture here in Southwest Montana. That's one of them. Always fun to get up there and check it out. So check this out.
Deep is the love that I feel. It's like a light that goes right through. You walk, walk, walk,
The sounds of Talking Heads from Remain in Light, The Overload. Some big noise from that band. That record caused some internal strife. The other three thought it was David Byrne and Eno, and they were excluded, which might have been the case, but made for a good record, or several good records, actually. I think there were some stimulants involved. Start off with Tom Verlaine from his solo album cover, Tom Verlaine from the band Television. And that's probably my favorite of his solo albums, but they all have some good songs on them. That was 5 Miles of You. Richard Lloyd from Television, the other guitar player. And there's always a great debate, which one was the better guitar player? And there's plenty who think it was Richard Lloyd. That was from his album called The Real Time, recorded live at CBGB's. You heard Misty Eyes, and then Talking Heads finishing it up there. So what's going on here in town? Let's see.
Through September 30th, the Bozeman Film Society presents Final Set. A virtual cinema feature, Final Set follows Thomas, a one-time tennis prodigy who at age 37 decides to compete in the French Open for one last attempt at sports glory. Tickets are available at bozemanfilmsociety.org. Keep your social distance and
keep them flickering.
Children in the HRDC's Healthy Kids Pack program receive a bag of nutritious, kid-friendly local foods through their school every Friday to eat over the weekend. The program is free and open to any student at participating schools, regardless of family income. Healthy Kids Pack helps families save time, energy, and money by providing additional groceries. Registration is open throughout the school year. More information can be found online at GallatinValleyFoodBank.org on the Childhood Nutrition page.
I could use some kid-friendly snacks. I have to eat adult food these days, so. Anything else? No, I think that's going to burn up enough time so I can move into this third set of the first hour. I'm enjoying it. Been a busy last couple weeks after. It's just been, I've been on the fast track for 3 weeks now. And it's actually, radio is a calming place. And I'm happy to be here to do this for you. Or maybe, as some people think, to do it to you. I almost screwed up. I almost jumped ahead of myself. It's this one. And I figured you people are sitting at home saying, okay, Ron, you've been self-indulgent for 40 minutes. Please play something we know.
Just living the day, but stick with.
Some tribal rock there from Bow Wow Wow, covering the Strange Loves. And that was a period where there was English bands with lots of drums. And what's that guy's name? Chris Hughes? He was involved in that. I met him a couple times in London. That's a good one, too. I like those Bow Wow Wow records. They were actually really clever and well done. Great guitar player in that band, too. Start off with Ohio Express down at Lulu's. Great bubblegum tune from way back when. Often covered. The French band The Dogs did it, translated into French. Nice. And I think actually Ohio Express.